So, let's go down toward the train bridge. Because I find it pretty. So, this is kind of reminiscent of... I wish I came up with this idea earlier, because my big thing I figured out in New York was that I could just talk into my little fucking camera. And I had that camera all that time, and we were doing ham radios and stuff, or when we were out in Vancouver and stuff. I'm here with my friend Matt, who you may recall from various past ham radios. And, yeah, and then just the idea that I could just walk around and talk into it. It was great. It took me outside, into the world. And I just think it's more interesting to listen to all of this ambient sound and just cars going by and what have you. However, I always did that in the horrible shitsville of Queens, New York, or wherever. But at night, it was always in Queens. And instead, now, we're in very nice, quiet, picturesque Fredericton, New Brunswick.
Tranquil.
I was thinking...
quite pretty.
Yeah, let's try to cross the street, actually. Wait till these fucking cars go by. Like, this little view across the street from my house... day or night, gorgeous.
Because when I came over the other day, I haven't been over here in a while because, I mean, it's the north side and Jesus.
Right.
And you weren't here, so. But I came over and I got out of the car and I looked over here and I was like, man, the grass in that park is so green.
And this is literally across the street from my house, too. Like, you know that little video that me and Brad did for the end of the Keith and the Girl thing?
Yeah.
Where it pans over and I'm like, oh, Canada, this sucks. We deliberately chose that part because it kind of looks shitty, you know, like by the side of the bridge and fucking trees jutting out of the flooded water. But I showed that video to Ian, the girl I was dating, who's from Florida, and she's like, oh, it's so, is it everything like that there? It's like Walden or something, like a picturesque pond. And I was like, what the hell? What are you talking about? We picked that because it's the worst part of the whole walk. Like, it would blow her fucking mind to see this shit. Like, across the street from my house, huge ass park, big river. Very pretty looking city, then a hill and some trees.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's like a
cool
goddamn postcard.
Train bridge that got turned into a walking bridge that you can just walk across.
Yeah, totally.
It's well lit to prevent or at least reduce raping.
Oh, that's the other thing I was going to say. This is also interesting because this is the first time I think I've done a walking around at night with someone else. I finally have a friend.
So you're kind of less of a creep.
Yeah. But of course, there are many seedy parts to Fredericton in general, particularly the north side. So we'll get into that. But this is silly nice. Look at this! Jesus! Like, that's ridiculous.
Oh yeah, and like, that's, I mean, I bitch about this town, but Odell Park is right behind my house.
Yeah.
And that's a fucking forest. Like, that is just the best place.
That's where I was getting, because I just walked home from uptown today. That's what I should have done, is walk down through the park. That's like the best way.
Yeah.
I was right up there. But, man. Yeah, and it's kind of made me understand better, too, of like... because my big complaint is the winter. Like, oh, what am I going to do when winter comes? It's going to be so shitty. But if we didn't have that horrible winter, people would actually live here. And then it wouldn't be this nice. You know? So it's like, you got to take the good with the bad.
Yeah. And there's a weird kind of relaxed sensation that falls over you just at the end of spring. You're just like, yes. Yes. It's like, it doesn't even matter if I do anything important this summer. It's summer. I made it through another fucking winter.
Yeah. Oh, man. This should be... well, I mean, I could switch to video, but it's not gonna...
well, you might get some cool lights off the river.
Plus, I mean, what am I gonna do? Put this on YouTube and be like, please see my YouTube page. Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't... it just doesn't come through. I was gonna take some pictures, too, but it turns out my camera broke.
Well, the thing that killed me is last time I visited you in New York, when I came home, I got out of the fucking car, and the first thing I did was just take a big, deep breath, and I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. It was unbelievable.
That was one of the best things going home, is we were still in New Brunswick, but almost at Nova Scotia, and we just stopped because the people driving me home had to switch, and I got out to just take a piss on the side of the highway, and the smell of just, like, the soil and the open air, and then you look up and you see the stars, I was like, wow! It was fucking amazing.
Shangri-fucking-la!
It was so good. It was fucking ridiculous. So, yeah, pretty town in the summer.
Yeah, like, I definitely want to get the hell out of here, but I could see, like, coming back when I'm old for kids and shit.
Oh, that's the problem. We got flooding. We got to be careful walking down this path. There's a dead beaver on this path.
Ew.
I saw it earlier today. There's, like, because we have, there's some more puddles. The water floods every year. Last year was crazy flooding, but not so bad this year. But then, as it settles back down, it leaves all this flotsam and shit. And yeah, there was a corpse for sure in there. Pretty sure it was a beaver. Which is so stereotypical. Beaver.
What the hell is a beaver doing in the St. John River? He's asking for it.
Yeah, seriously. At least I think it was a beaver. Maybe it was some kind of muskrat or something. Not an otter. I don't know. I don't even know what we have. Seal. So, that's setting the scene. Let me tell you about the wacky day that I had yesterday. First, why don't you tell us when you hear the words North Star Sports Bar, what comes to mind?
Fucking skeezy old strippers. Just yeah. Nasty. Like, I'd be fine if they weren't so horribly bruised, like, everywhere. It's like, really?
I did notice,
I mean, I get you're fat and gross, but do you have to get beat, too?
That's part of, jumping ahead in the story a bit, I did end up there last night, and they have virtually no lights aiming at the stage. I don't know.
It's like, take our word, the things up there are women.
Oh, shit. I just stepped in a puddle. Yeah, it's this place. It's pretty close to my house, and it's the only place with strippers in town, right?
Yeah.
And it was only one day a week. It was only Thursday night. Now it's Thursday and Friday, apparently. And I remember we were real briefly kind of into the idea of it, because I remember it was like back in 2000, 2001 when we were still watching wrestling, and right after SmackDown on Thursday was when strippers started.
Yeah.
So we were like, fuck yeah, go down there, pay the $5 cover. Seemed like the best idea in the world, but after like 2 weeks, we just kind of...
But I mean, we just went and played pool.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking that when I was there yesterday. I was like waiting in between strippers. I was like, man, I fucking wish Matt was here. We could be talking about some bullshit and make this go by a lot faster. But, yeah, so the thing that's also weird about that place, this is when I kind of realize how hickish my parents are, despite being, like, fancy-pants lawyers, is, you know, it's a small town, community, whatever, so they know the guy that owns the place. They probably did his real estate work for him. And they love the North Star. They think it's, like, the best place to go to get food and stuff, when I always think of it as strippers. But I guess, really, the strippers are a very small part of their weekly operations, you know?
Yeah.
A very small part, trust me. Nobody was fucking there yesterday, like, so, but that doesn't change the fact that there is a stripper pole there. Oh, the dead beaver is in here somewhere, or the dead whatever. But we can't see it now, it's too dark. What time is it, like 10:30?
Mm-hmm. 10:30, 11.
Look up at the stars. I heard
a plane. I got excited.
If I had to gauge. So it's weird because I always go there to get, you know, supper with my parents whenever they go. I'm like, yeah, I'll tag along. But there's this stripper pole there. And they took my grandma, who's 99 years old, you know, when she was here. She's like 97. They took her there. And I just think that's weird.
This color doubles as a fire station.
Yeah, I'm sure she didn't even notice or care, but it's still such a weird small town sort of hickish thing. It's just like, let's take grandma down to the strip club, get us some vittles.
To be fair, it is the North Star Sports Bar.
Yeah, yes it is. Did you ever hear that song DNA did? Fucking, I always see the same broken down old car outside of the local North Star Sports Bar. I should probably play that song in this show.
Probably.
It's a pretty good song. I really do like it.
It's kind of, not completely accurate. Like, it ain't that bad, I don't think.
I was at the St. Mary's supermarket where they mentioned that, too, of, like, chicken in a box from the native supermarket.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll play that right now, DNA with the North Side. It's a good fucking tune.
Ha, what's up? Boy DNA in the house. What you know about the North Side of River City? Fredericton, New Brunswick. What you know about Hammertown? Know about Devin Narcissus? Yeah, yeah. St. Mary's, fucking Maryville. The North Side, yeah, yeah, yeah. The North Side, yeah, yo, yo. Kids wearing sneakers that's too small for their feet, cause their parents smoke crack and live life in the street. Gotta cheat just to make it alive. Alleyways full of grime. Over here only the strong survive. Either get tough or get stuck with hypodermics. Don't show an old dog new tricks, he might just learn it. Somebody gets shot, chances are they quite deserve it. The residents are anything but perfect. Yep. Every day I see the same old broken down car out in front of the local North Star Sports Bar. All the Dune Street kids got F's on report cards. It's hard to live in poverty and grow up scarred, hoping you might win the lottery or even get a job at the nearby market, but you're treated like a slob. Only choice that we got is to steal, take, and rob. We Northsiders, bitch, we don't give a fuck at all, cause there is always hope even if
depth of the subtle. There's always a bright light at the end of the tunnel. Yeah, this is the north side. This is how we roll deep when we ride without question. There is always hope even if it is subtle. There's always a bright light at the end of the tunnel. Yeah, this is the north side. This is how we roll deep when we ride. From Devon to Nassus, you can get your ass kicked. But looking like a rich ass kid with plastic, shit is drastic. Gotta leave your wallet at home and walk the streets with a pelican pretending it's chrome. Hammer town, son, smack up your dome. White kids, black kids, native kids, we gotta back up our homes. We get a welfare check, the shit gets drank till we drunk enough to hold up the fucking job bank. Believe in no pranks, receive it, no thanks. Northside honeys can't be trusted, they fucking skanks and they know it. They walk around and show it like they got it. Cougars looking like they fucking leopards cause they spotted. The liquor store's about the only business we got. Besides murder, selling pop, blowing smoke in your face. This whole fucking side of the river is a disgrace. Webster ain't got words to describe this place. Because there is always hope, even if it is subtle. There's always a bright light at the end of the tunnel. Yeah, this is the north side. This is how we roll deep when we ride without question. There is always hope, even if it is subtle. There's always a bright light at the end of the tunnel. Yeah, this is the north side. This is how we roll deep when we ride. Gunshots and kids carry metal lunchboxes at the broken bridge with a 40 of that hot shit. Straight R&R shots, bitch, kicking topics. Chicken in a box from the native supermarket. Faggots wanna start shit, stay in your apartment and sell hillbilly heroin like Oxycontin. Hand-me-down garments, plenty federal charges. Squad car trips to the police station. I told you pigs 100 times that I don't eat bacon. Get the fuck up off my back, yo, these cuffs are chafing. That's a normal everyday struggle on the north side. Stealing cars, commonly known as borrowing. And rides. Every couple be like Barney and Clyde. Not to mention 9 in every 10 people smoke on to get high. The grimiest motherfuckers that you ever did see. I'm proud to be a Northsider, ain't no fucking with we. Cause there is always hope, even if it is subtle. There's always a bright light at the end of the tunnel. Yeah, this is the north side. This is how we roll deep when we ride without question. There is always hope, even if it is subtle. There's always a bright light at the end of the tunnel. Yeah, this is the north side. This is how we roll deep when we ride. Yeah.
Now to continue our story, I've been back in town, I don't know, a week and a half or something, and, well, okay, I guess we'll do the quick introductions of my cousin Dan, where...
Quick?
Yeah.
That's a life story right there, motherfucker.
When I was living with Dan for like 8 months and helping him look after his daughter, and that was when me, you, and Ray were doing those real early ham radios.
Yep.
And I don't think the frustration of those days ever really came through on the show. We sort of would mention it here and there, but we kind of kept it to a dull roar. And so I guess I don't know what the best way is to put it. Just Dan has always been very kind of irresponsible guy, has a hard time holding the household together, and once he had a kid, that sure didn't help. So I'm trying to think of what the actual important bullet points of this story. Oh, okay, well, it's like... It was not coincidence that even though I lived in the house with him and we share a lot of musical tastes and he actually introduced me to a lot of good bands, I never asked him to be on ham radio, you know? I mean, it's just one of those
like,
things.
What do you got for us tonight, Dan? Slipknot? Corn? Biscuit? Again?
But it's mostly nothing. Not even that. I'd have no problem just fucking going down memory lane with him and like, let's listen to every song on Pearl Jam 10, yeah! But it's just way more... you know, family than friends. It's just kind of a dude I've always known. A lot of things I like about him, but, you know, there's a lot of problems, a lot of frustration with trying to hold that household together when he would just sort of not go to jobs and shit.
The olfactory assault doesn't help either.
What was that now?
The olfactory assault. He smells.
Oh, olfactory. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he didn't always take care of himself in the best ever ways. So, and then that was when me and you went out to Vancouver, and I felt a little guilty about leaving because I knew that I was kind of holding that house together. And it turns out I really was, man. That place, I remember the last time I saw Dan and Allie before I left was me and Brad stopped in there. And it just already like smelled like pee everywhere. It's like,
it's been
oh,
like,
man.
What, 3 days?
Yeah. And I was just like, oh, this isn't going to go well. And I only found this out recently, but it went so badly that like the power got shut off and all kinds of shit, and that whole household just really fell apart bad.
Walking bridge.
Yeah, so this is the old train bridge. There's no more trains in this part, these parts, so they turn them into fucking walking trails. And this is also ludicrously nice looking, you know? Yeah, so while I was off gallivanting around in Vancouver and then in New York, basically things kept evolving to the point where Dan, it was obvious he just couldn't look after the kid by himself, so it's his dad and his dad's wife that are looking after Allie now. So when I got back in town, I happened to see them. I saw Allie and hung out with them and stuff, but I was like, I guess I'll run into Dan eventually. I don't really know what to say to the guy, you know? I mean, it's...
still a piece of shit.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious that he screwed things up pretty good, so I don't know. I'm sure I'll run into him eventually, but I don't... Since he's, like, this guy I've always known, just family, like, I don't know. What am I supposed to say, you know? I don't know. StarCraft 2 coming out, eh? Like, I don't know. Let's just talk about something else. Like, you know you fucked up.
Yeah, the worst thing... I mean, he never admits he ever did anything wrong in his whole life.
That was one thing that is a little bit interesting about yesterday. So he called me up, clearly drunk, very drunk. And that's one thing where he always would just be like, I'm an alcoholic, har, har, har.
Yeah.
And it's way less funny once you're in your mid-30s, you know?
Well, you know what? If you want to be an alcoholic, cool. Who gives a shit? It's way less funny when you have a kid.
Yeah. Yeah. Not funny at all, actually. Yeah. I'd go so far as to say not reverse of funny.
Yeah, it's actually kind of abuse.
So he calls me up and is just like, hey, I don't even know where he's living, somewhere in our neighborhood, but, so he's like, hey, go down to your parents' office building and I'll meet you in the parking lot. So it turns out, this was kind of a weird little thing, is that he was hanging out at his friend Sean's house, who lives in the same little apartment complex next door to my parents' office, where Terry Murray used to live, like the exact same one. So they invited me in, and I was like, wow, cool, I haven't been in here since I was like fucking 12 years old, I never thought I'd get to see you in here again, and... That was weird. He just brought back all these memories of me and Terry in there fucking around doing stuff, playing Sega games and shit. But basically, I guess Dan had been drinking all day, and this guy Sean, who is some military dude that he knows, also fairly drunk, and not too bad at that point, though. But Dan had been just all boo-hoo-hooing all day. But it's this weird thing where it really is like he's finally hit such a rock bottom that he really did finally admit all this stuff that we all knew.
Holy fuck!
Yeah, he's like, I know how much I sucked when, you know, we lived together, and I know how frustrating it was, and I was fucked in the head and had weird mental problems and just couldn't face anything and was doing the wow shit all the time. And it was weird. He just admitted all this stuff. So, I mean, I guess that's not a bad sign, right?
Yeah.
I still don't know what to do to help the guy, but, I mean, that's a pretty big step.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm thinking, like, my brother, for instance, if he... were ever to admit that there was anything wrong with his life, that'd be a huge step. It'd be like, wow, you're actually admitting it? So
well, that's because that was the thing that used to baffle me about Dan. You could have the fucker dead to rights. And he'd be like, nope, wasn't me, man, swear to God. It's like, fuck, Jesus fucking Christ, man, I fucking watched you eat that fucking hot dog out of that dog's ass, man.
Wasn't saving someone else.
That. Yeah. Like the whole pants stealing incident. Jesus Christ, man. You don't steal my pants from me and then come back to my apartment wearing them.
The pants.
When they're way too big for you.
So, yeah, it's weird, though. It's like where I can see all of this as like a positive step where, I don't know, you got to admit your problems before you can potentially even fight them, you know? But I'm thinking on his side, it's probably more that he's so close to rock bottom that maybe this is his, like, one step before he kills himself. Like, I don't know. It's like, I don't know. It's all kind of creepy. But he was also real, real drunk, and I was like, well, you know, we gotta talk someday when you're not as drunk. So let me bring up the drinking subplot. So I had actually been to the North Star earlier that day with my parents to have supper, had myself one of them hard lemonades that I like so much, which have real vodka in them here, which they don't in the States.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's because they're not allowed, like, that's how they can sell in New York State anyway. They can sell booze at convenience stores, but not with hard liquor in it.
Ah, I gotcha.
So they make the Mike's as this gross malted thing that's, like, fucking disgusting.
It really is malty.
Super malty. You'll never know. While we're walking across the bridge, let me diverge for a sec. Do you remember, like, 10 years ago, this dude fell off the bridge while he was all drunk? There's a little plaque for him up here because he drowned. And I'm just like, how
do you get a plaque for being a dumb shit and falling off a bridge?
And you must have to be pretty fucked up because, like, I mean, it's a little wider now because it's flooded, but I'm pretty sure I could swim from here, or at least swim to that thing.
No way. This thing is brute. This river is fucking insane.
Really? Like undertow?
Oh, yeah. If you go in at this, like, this close to the center, you're done.
Wow. All right, then.
Like, you'd have to be a serious swimmer to deal with this.
You know, that's gonna... Now that... That's a song I can throw in. Is there an actual song called Undertow on Tool's album Undertow, or am I thinking of the song Flood? Probably Flood. So anyway, I'll play Flood, unless there is a song called Undertow. I'll play one of those. Here's some Tool on Ham Radio.
No, this thing's fucking... This is a massacre of a river.
Well, good then. I guess I won't fall in.
Yeah, especially now that it's all fucking flooded. Like, it is moving super fast. You'll be done, bitch.
Fair enough. So I already had the one hard lemon under my belt, and it doesn't take much for me to get drunk. Like, I notice immediately if I drink anything. So that was nothing, but that was just the bedrock to start things off. So I show up at this guy Sean's place, and he seemed like a really cool guy. I liked him, but he gave me a beer and a shot of Jaeger, and then another beer, and then another beer. And that was already way more than I ever needed. I was like, wow, that should be enough. So this is where Dan was like, I'm sorry I fucked things up so bad, you know, and I was like, okay, I don't know what to say. And he'd even, you know, he'd be like, you know, hey, you know, I know we all trying to be nice to him. And he's like, no, I know you don't mean it. I know you think I'm a piece of shit. And I'm just like, I don't know what to tell you. I don't mean to rub it in. Like, if you actually can get your shit together, I'd like to try to fucking not necessarily help out, but I don't want to, like, just say you suck balls.
Yeah, it's so hard to hold it back, though, and they'll be like, finally, fuck you. It's like, oh, he's trying. I got to be nice here.
So then Dan was real, real drunk at this point after all these drinks. And this is where he was hitting me with his alcoholism thing, too, where he's like, so Sean's going to lend me, like, $80, and I'm going to go spend half of that on beer. I wish I could not, but I'm going to. That's what's going to happen. And I was like, well, maybe we could just go watch a movie. Maybe we don't have to do that. But anyway, I ended up wandering down the street to the Altamar with those two guys.
What you should have done is just gone to this fucking Shopper's Drug Mart and got him a box of Robaxa set and said, take six of these and you won't spend $80.
What's Robaxa set?
Oh, it's just a muscle relaxant, but he'd been unconscious in half an hour. And you get pretty fucking wasted before it hits.
There, steal your smokes. See, that was what's creepy, too.
That had nothing to do with what we're talking about, by the way.
No, it did, because that's the crazy bum from Tom Green, for those not in the know. But you know, Dan is, like I said, he's getting older, and it's like I can totally see that now. I can see his crazy, rambly, alcoholic future, like him being 50 and just being fucked. Like, it seems very, very possible now, which is creepy.
Well, it's like the guy, I was up at fucking Burger King with Jillian the other day, and Jesus Christ, this guy just, like, walks up to us, and it's like, oh, you guys got a couple bucks so I can get some fries or something? And I'm like, you know, I'm a reasonable person, so I gave him the money, but I had no interest in talking to him. Right. It's like, I understand you're fucked up. Here's $2, leave me alone.
That happened to me in Halifax. I saw a guy, there was a bunch of bums, and I didn't give any of the money, but I did notice they all had Tim Hortons cups, and the two young guys had newer cups, and the older guy had an old ratty cup. I was like, that's funny. But then I saw a guy, it was raining that day that I was there, with the garbage bag fucking raincoat. Yeah. And he looked real fucked up, weird meth scabs and stuff on his face. And I just gave him $5, because I was like, I'm back in Canada, this will be my one nice thing. But he started trying to tell me about his bad day. And I was just like, I don't want to hear it, here's $5. Yeah. But I'm thinking, I'm sure he wants the $5, but maybe, let's keep walking straight down this way. Maybe he would have liked to tell me about his bad day, but yeah. I can't give you that. I'm not that nice.
Like, I knew, like, I've dealt with enough of them to know that you don't fucking talk to them. And Jillian's just like, aw. And as soon as she said, aw, in he goes. It's like, oh, you wouldn't believe it. My fucking car broke down and fucking my ex-wife's boyfriend kicked me in the balls and I had to go to the fucking hospital. I'm like, Jesus Christ. It's like, that's kind of funny, but still.
I remember this one guy when I worked at the coffee shop in Vancouver. Maybe it's like you gotta up your game because there's so many fucking homeless people in Vancouver. But this guy came in real late at night and hung out for like 2 or 3 hours with me and whoever I was working with. And was just telling us this story about how he came in that day on a bus and something got fucked up and his luggage didn't show up, or the guy he was supposed to sleep on his couch, you know, fucked him over. And it was this long, elaborate story, and the guy really seemed like he had his shit together, more or less. And I think I lent him like $10, you know, because he was all like, oh, I'll get my shit together, I'll be back tomorrow. Like, the biggest bullshit dumb story. Yeah. But it really seemed believable. And of course, I never saw him again, but I was like, I kind of like that guy. Why doesn't he come back? I'll still try to help him out. But he didn't.
Yeah.
So what was I saying? Bums. Yeah, so we're rambling down the street to Ultramar. And since this dude's in the army, basically he was... I don't know, Dan was being a real drunk dick and like rubbing the guy's bald head and all this stuff, and this guy, since he's army, is like, just don't do that, you know, like, he's trying to be nice. He's like, I gotta have a certain kind of personality that I have to go command people and shoot people and stuff. There's a certain amount of ego and you're just way stepping on it right now, and I'm gonna lend you $80, like, fucking stop it. And Dan just wouldn't stop it. So we get to the Ultramar, and Dan goes in to buy cigarettes for some kids. These kids out front, they're like, hey, we forgot our ID. When you guys go get us cigarettes? And Dan's like,
Why do kids even say that? We forgot our ID. Like, anyone who's doing it's just like, listen, will you buy us some smokes? Like, seriously.
So, but while Dan was in there, the Sean guy, who I was getting along with, he kind of pulled me aside just for whatever. I thought we were going to have a little powwow about Dan. And that's when I realized that that guy's alcohol had really caught up to him. Because he was not making sense anymore. I, like, couldn't tell what he was talking about. And while he was trying to explain something to me, we saw Dan, like, walking back down toward their house, like, just on the sidewalk. And I was like, hey, isn't that Dan? Shouldn't we go get him? And the Sean guy, he was like, if he's over there, he's already lost. Like, just let him go. So since we were right there by the North Star, he's like, let's go get a drink. So I was like, this guy did give me a bunch of booze at his house, so sure, let's go in and I'll fucking buy him back, which I bet he doesn't even remember. He was pretty fucked up. But it turns out they have strippers now Friday night. So on our way in, it was like $5, big deal, right? But I paid our $5 cover. We each got another beer and more shots of Jaeger. The guy's like, you're shots of Jaeger. And this was what I thought was funny about East Coastness, is the shots come in little plastic like cups.
Yeah, that's more indicative of the North Star than the East Coast.
Right, but I mean, it's like one of those things, though, where it's like Trailer Park Boys is not always making shit up. Like, that's just one of those things that's like so low down that, like, nowhere in New York, like, even their, like, funny dive bars would do that.
Yeah.
You get a goddamn shot glass, for Christ's sake. But, yeah, so that Sean dude, he was just out of his mind at that point. Like, I didn't know what the fuck he was talking about. He wanted to take a cab home from the North Star to my parents' office. What is that, 3 blocks, 4 blocks?
Yeah.
So I was like, man,
it is through the rough neighborhood, though.
Right. So I was, and I, my plan was to, after Dan got this money, we were going to go back to Dan's place and watch some DVD, which at some point throughout the night, I ended up with this short evening. I didn't hang out with Dan that long. I got Dan's hat and that DVD that he, like, dropped or gave to me or whatever. So I was going to go back with the Sean guy and see if Dan was there, because I don't actually know where Dan's house is. But just before we left, the first North Star stripper hit the stage. And I was like, oh man, it's been so long. Because before I left for Vancouver, me and Chris Harding, who was on the last AM radio with me, we went to the North Star as like my final sort of go to the North Star thing. And I remember I got a little $20 lap dance and stuff. So I was like, cool, this is like the return of like those, that was like 2003. Now it's 2009. Like, sweet, now that I'm back, I should do this. And I didn't go to any strip clubs in New York, and it's just, man, just seeing a naked chick, like, right there, is like, I'm coming back. Fuck it, I paid my $5, I got my little stamp. So I walked this dude down the street, and he's all trying to invite me in for more drinks, and I'm like, man, but on the way, he kept asking who I was. You know, like, I'd be guiding him down the street, he didn't know where he was, and he'd just be like, who are you again? I'm like, I'm Keith, I'm Dan's friend.
Like, Dan doesn't have friends.
The dude just, no idea what was going on. So I dropped him off. Maybe Dan was still there. I don't know. But I was like, fuck it, man. Between the titties that I already paid two people's covers for, or going and hanging out with drunk Dan, like, Dan's not going anywhere. I'll hang out with Dan when he's sober. I'm going back for the titties. So that began my North Star adventure. And now, since we got a nice little bench up here, let's take a quick break. I took notes also at the strip club, but I think we can take a little break so I can get
Here's what I think we should do.
All right.
All the kids are gone, and if the grad bar is still open, we should go to the grad bar, because it's a swank, relaxed place, and I can get a beer.
Yeah? All right. How far is that?
Just at the university.
Oh, yeah. Sweet. So let's play a song here. The new NoFX album just came out. It's called Coaster.
I haven't fucking touched any of that in so long.
Yeah. I haven't listened to this one very much yet, but they have yet another one of their songs about... They had a bunch on Wolf and Wolf's Clothing like this, just about kind of being snotty about how they don't have to have jobs, they don't work very hard,
yeah.
You know, or like, thank God for Mondays, all that type of shit. And I don't know what it's even called, but it's kind of a good song. So let's listen to that.
Come on, underachievers. Come on, all you underpass believers. We'll give you the skills for street living. It feels pretty great to just give in. So just give in. Dropouts, repeat offenders. We'll take the weary, weak, the street bartenders. Show them the best times are on the street. Satisfaction through the thrill of defeat. Ain't it sweet? Once you stop yourself from caring about all this stuff, that's when you wanna start sharing. Cause all the things we want are cheap or free. I define success as not working, and I live like a king. We got no accomplished mission.
The leads are weak.
The leads are weak. The fucking leads are weak. You're weak.
Remember when America had a middle class and an upper class? That was way before the Exodus. That was the America that we thought was number one, that would ever come, that would never die. That was just a pride and faith. Too better than these sins. I know faith isn't one of them, but I should have been. Cause when things are crumbling, we had no camaraderie. Just the face of what would say was so despondent. We call it America. Whoa. We call it America. Whoa. Number one America was a slogan used to keep morale, but we knew we were already cooked. And the better was the stage. And the Eastern ones followed right behind. Mexican America was a perfect name that epitomized the order, significance, authority, and affluence. We had turned it all around, went from number one straight to number two. We called it America. Whoa. We called it America. Whoa.
USA, dined and dished, Fox reports, poor and super rich.
We call it America, whoa. 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 We call it America.
After living in, you know, big New York. Actually, Brad mentioned when he was in New York that people didn't seem as attractive as he expected, like in general. And it does kind of seem like, you know, I guess it's more just in general. You'd go to L.A. if you're all good-looking, yeah. And you go to New York if you're a ball-biting bastard who just wants to fucking crush everyone, which might not make you so pretty. But, I don't know, somehow I was like, since so much about coming back to the East Coast is like smaller and poorer, you know, I was like, oh, man. I don't know, are chicks gonna not be hot here? Well, there's lots of hot chicks in this town.
This is a university town.
Yeah, that doesn't
hurt. We get lots of young chicks.
So for our tourism guide to Fredericton, what's this park called?
I don't even know. It's like King's Park or something.
So what goes on there? Some softball? Some t-ball?
Lots of softball. There's like three or four softball things. There's a pool. But yeah, I mentioned it because I banged a girl in that park. I got this weird thing for having sex outside. Yeah. Might have to do with the winter, just because it's like, yes, it's not winter around anymore.
I was going to say, you didn't do that in winter.
No. But it's so exciting that winter's over. It's like, let's go outside and have sex, man.
I used to, or woman,
in this case.
In this case, yeah.
But we wanted to keep it, like, those are like little pine trees or fir trees or whatever.
Right.
And we wanted to keep it, you know, relatively reasonable, because there are kind of light, so I didn't want to just do it in the middle of the fucking ball field. But there was a gentle bed of pine needles, but we put like her jacket under her, but it got, you know, fun enough that she wound up sliding off it the next morning. Of course, we're both fucking whacked out shit face.
Right.
Next morning we wake up and she's got all these tiny little poke holes in her ass and they're all swollen.
Oh man.
I'm like, Jesus Christ, that's disgusting.
That's nice. Like, I remember in one of the old ham radios, you had the story of being outside your apartment building or outside her apartment building. You're right outside, and that's when the dude caught you guys. Yeah. Just like,
best dude ever.
What's going on here?
Oh, sorry. I'll leave you back to it.
Yeah, I remember the girl I was dating in Vancouver was okay for, like, with semi-public stuff, like on the ferry from Vancouver to Victoria.
Yeah.
In, like, the bathroom, the family bathroom. You know, that's about the closest I ever got to outdoors. But that chick I seen in New York, the last week before I left, you know, that huge park by my place with the big spear.
Yep.
You'd think that park is so big. It's like the second biggest park in all of New York. You'd think we could have found somewhere. But it was a Saturday, and it was just packed with Mexican families. And it's too bad, because, man, she was... if it was ever going to happen, that would have been the time. But there's just always someone...
But there's also, even just the layout of that park, there's not really a lot of cover.
Yeah, although we did find, like, some underpassy type areas, but still, it's amazing. It's like, oh, there's somebody. Oh, there's some more people. So we just had a fucking egg thrown at us.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Some asshole drove by. I don't even know what time it is now, like 11:30 or something? Yeah. Man.
But this is also, like, the, what do you call it? The North Star is the shitty part of town. This whole section here is the hooligan part of town.
Right. Like, this is where you have the drunken panty raids and the various animal housery, what have you.
Robot house! Yeah, because this is all, these, like, 10 or 12 blocks is all where all the university kids live.
You know, that's when I lined up for samosas this morning. Very, very easy line. And the guy behind me was like, must be because the university students are gone. And I was like, yeah, that would do it.
Yeah.
Man, we got the best samosas in Fredericton. I've had samosas all across this great nation, or at least on each end, and in New York. And whatever this guy's making, they're clearly not authentic samosas.
Why? There's so much grease in those samosas. Like, by far, like, 10 times as much as anywhere else. They are absolutely horrid for you.
That's true, man. Those bags, like the brown paper bag, gets a little rough. But it's still so good. Like, whatever he's making, they're definitely not legitimate, like, way that samosas are supposed to be. Because everywhere else I've had them.
And also, there's no vegetables in them.
Right.
It's just all meat.
Yeah.
He knows how to appeal to the palates of the East Coaster. It's like, lots of greets. Fuck the vegetables. Just meat. There you go.
Yeah, I ate so many of them today. Man, it hurt my chest for a little while.
Yeah, like, I had one. Some lady brought one into work. Or brought a bunch into work. And they were baked. And I was like, get the fuck out of here.
I remember one day at Strange Adventures, the comic store where I worked at, I ate so... Because I'd buy a shitload of them, but I could only eat so many. And to keep them warm, I just put them on the heater and just keep them at, like, super bacteria temperature. Like, that is the definition of the danger zone. If you ever take, like, a food safe course, like, that's not where you want to be. but I ate so many. I was sitting on the stool. It was the second place, you know, the downstairs, the kind of nicer place that I worked at, not the upstairs one. And I couldn't stand up off the stool. I really couldn't. I was like, if someone comes in right now and needs me to help them with something, I can't stand up for like the next 10 minutes. Fucking ridiculous. But they're so good.
Yeah.
Do you remember one night when we had all those computers networked at my parents' house and we stayed up till like 4 in the morning? I don't know, me, you, I don't know who. And then we were like, it's pretty close to samosa time. We should go over and wait for the market to open. But it was still a good 2-hour wait. And I remember it seemed pretty long wait, but we did, I think, get some samosas.
Plus, we were all probably fucking bug-eyed and tired as hell.
Yeah. the memories. So, yeah, the North Star, man. It's like, the chicks there, actually, I found were a little better than usual, or than I remembered. But they still were like, basically, they had really good asses. But not the greatest faces in the world. Tits, nothing to speak of. But surprisingly good asses. And there's something about, like, when I was just sitting there with that Sean guy, and all drunken and trying to convince him I could walk him the fucking 4 blocks home instead of taking a cab, because he's trying to get the bartender to order him a cab, and he's trying to order more shots, and I'm like, no, we're good.
I need some shots for in the cab, man. It's a long ride. No, it's not. You can't drink the cab. Fuck you.
But then as soon as I saw that chick get on the shitty stage, there's just something about the draw
Shivers.
Of, yeah, like, an actual naked chick. It's just, like, amazing. I mean, I don't have to explain, I guess. It's obvious, but...
We remember that... You told me about that show, fuck, Eastbound and Down?
Yeah.
In, like, episode 6, when that totally hot chick finally shows her tits.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was so awesome. It was, like, the first time I ever saw tits. I was like, yes! That is so sweet.
I was excited about it, too.
Yeah.
And they didn't fake it out. It was totally right.
Yeah.
It was nice.
It was so nice. I couldn't believe it.
I can never remember that guy's name, but I really like him.
Yeah.
Because he was fucking awesome in,
Pineapple
Hot
Express.
Rod.
Oh, yeah.
Because I rewatched Hot Rod again the other day, man. Fucking that part where they're walking down the street and
riot.
Yeah, and it's like, that started off super inspirational.
I don't know what happened. And like, the whole thing where he's holding the TV and just giving that speech, it shouldn't work. Like, it's kind of a weak joke, but he says it so deadpan. It's so fucking sweet.
And yeah, so he's in Pineapple Express, and where else did I see him? He was in Tropic Thunder a little bit.
Yeah.
The only thing I didn't really like him in, Danny McBride, that's his name. His very first thing he ever did, it was called The Foot Fist Way, and it was like a really low budget movie, came out around the time of Napoleon Dynamite, where he's a karate instructor, and something about it just didn't work, but he's still him, he's still pretty funny, but it was a pretty shit movie. But yeah, I fucking like that guy, he's good. Why did Hot Rod make no money?
I don't fucking know. And what I don't understand is, like, all I keep hearing about all these times that, you know, some big internet sensation comes up with fucking, what's his name there? The guy from that. Andy Samberg.
Yeah, yeah.
And everyone was just like, oh, it's so great, you gotta see this. And it's from SNL. It's like, why are you still on that show, dude? Like, that show was a piece of shit. And it's dragging you down. That guy's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, he literally is the only thing. Like, yeah. All those little, the fucking shorts. Like, the first one of those that was real popular, the Chronicles of Narnia one. I remember I just saw it randomly with Mark Harding in Vancouver, and we were like, what the fuck was that? Like, that was fantastic. Yeah, that guy, totally.
Fucking dragging him down. There's one thing, like, it was fucking, like, these two guys are talking about, like, breaking up. They're sitting on the steps, and one guy broke up with his girlfriend, and he's all upset. And they just each have huge heads of lettuce. And they're just eating it. And it's a totally normal conversation. And then at the end of it, it just comes up and says, lettuce, anytime. And I'm like, that is just, that's fan-fucking-tastic. It's kind of like, you know, men in space can't grow beards. Now you're wrong about that.
You're kidding about the
yeah. Serious about the beard thing? Like,
so, yeah, so the draw of the naked woman. That's one thing I totally noticed, because to skip ahead a little bit, so I'd had all those drinks with Dan and this guy Sean. Then I went in, had another beer, and a fucking shot with that guy Sean. Then took him home, came back around, because I had prepaid my entrance, went back into the North Star. I had to get one more beer, because I can't just sit there without a beer. I was pretty drunk. So I did end up getting some lap dance action that I'll get to after. But I was thinking how this chick that I got the lap dance from, again, super hot ass, pretty thin.
Brown bag the face?
Yeah, real, just a very nerdy face. And not even, I don't have anything against nerdy girls at all. But
like nerdy, like fucking,
kind of low down.
She's all that or whatever?
No,
like,
no, like,
dress her up?
Like Milhouse nerdy.
With
like,
glasses?
No, not the kind of nerd that's smart.
You know? I'm not a nerd. Nerds are smart.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Just the nerd face without, like, I bet I couldn't have a fun conversation about science fiction movies with her. Just, you know. But yeah, just the new flesh, man. You know? I don't know. It's just like, it just stuck in my head all night. Just the stupid lap dances that I got. Like, oh, but I had my hands on that chick's ass. And she's not, this is a fucking North Star stripper, but just that it's new chick. Again, even that, I think, would wear off real fast. Yeah. You know, if I went to the North Star every week and blew fucking $40 on dumb lap dances, I wouldn't give a shit anymore. But that I didn't do that at all in fucking New York.
Well, yeah, I did that in Montreal, actually. And I made the huge mistake of going with three chicks, none of which I was banging. And they were out on some fucking shopping spree. And I was like, literally, like, I'm going to go wander around by myself because I'm sicky as bitches. So I did that for about 6 or 7 hours. No, like, seriously, like, I had to bust down a conversation that was seriously, like, 2 hours long about who's hot. And it was all just stupid British douchebags. It's like, yeah, apparently if I'm British and retarded, I'm fucking hot. And they got all offended, and they're like, don't be so fucking rude, blah, blah, blah.
That was actually...
Like, later, bitches.
Let me do this fucking conversation I had with the girl I was dating in Vancouver, or New York, the last week. You know, we were getting along better, and I took her to Crank 2 as my big romantic finale. And then we were at this one bar she liked a lot, and having a drink. I was having a Guinness, because that's what I do. I go from the hard lemonades to the Guinness. No middle ground for me. And I was like, because how Crank basically, it's like making fun of action movies. It's so stupid, but, you know, it's like we poke fun at least. So I was talking about, she's just kind of feminist and gets all uptight about women's issues, that they never, that like these romance movies are so shallow. No one ever goes anywhere interesting with them. They're just the worst. And like when I applied for a job at Chapters one time, they told me, like, you know, when there's a Harry Potter book, sure, we sell a lot for like a week, but the bread and butter of this store is like Nora Roberts fucking romance shit. That's what people come in for all the time. That's what you gotta be knowledgeable about.
Yeah.
And that shit is the shallowest, horriblest shit. Like, I tried to write a Harlequin once when I was like 19. I was like, I could write this shit. Maybe I can get in on this. It'll make some money. I bought a couple to read. Awful. So awful. So I was saying, wouldn't
think
it be great?
It, like this is the way I think you need to think about it. How do you watch? This is porno for them. How do you watch a porno? You get the gist of the first scene, then you start fast-forwarding. And then you're like, here we go, and then you jerk off and you're done with it.
All right.
That's the way they read their book. They're like, oh, okay, here's the premise. Oh, he's doing it. Yes. And then they put it down, and then like, oh, here's the story. Oh-ho! And then so on and so forth. It's the same fucking thing.
Well, what bullshit. I was thinking, my tact I was taking that offended Ian was she was actually pretty good that day. I'll give her credit, but still got a little annoyed at me. It's just that women are so shallow in en masse that I can't believe they just go to this shit all the time. And like, why doesn't someone really skewer this shit? Like, why don't they have a Matthew McConaughey movie where Matthew McConaughey gives the chick AIDS and she still is like, but why hasn't he called me back? See, I think that would be awesome. But apparently that makes me hate all womankind and makes me misogynist. Yeah. So back to the strip club.
Bitches need to learn how to take jokes, for fuck's sake.
I know.
Like, I'm honestly a fairly feminist individual, but I don't go around preaching it. I'm going to make fun of bitches, because fuck.
Do you remember, like...
I get made fun of all the time.
Me and you both read that Nathaniel Brandon book about relationships and making them work.
We're like, sensitive whores, man.
I like it's to just, think so. Yeah. But yeah, exactly.
It's just like, it's fuck, like, you know. Grow some hair on your bee, for God's sakes.
I actually got to the point where I had to... I mean, Wikipedia is as deep as I research things, but I was so tired of getting in arguments about feminism. I had to go look this shit up because I knew I thought things had gotten off the rails, but I didn't have the terms to explain it. And it's basically, like, if you go through, there's the first and second wave feminism when they were still doing stuff. And now, this is the third wave feminism. Yeah. Like, they make fun of Tina Fey's character for being just a lame third wave feminist. And that really is, like... Like, you're not fighting anything anymore. You wish you were, but...
Yeah, you're just kind of trying to make, hey, feminists.
Yeah.
And I think my counter for all of them is, like, they're like, oh, you're not very feminist-friendly. I'm like, nope, but I am kind of humanist-friendly, so you
exactly, right? Exactly. For Christ's sake,
it's
man.
It's like, if you want... Like, I'm all about equality, but don't go telling me you're any better, because you're a fucking feminist. If you want to be a something-ist, be a humanist and shut your fucking lips.
You know what I was just thinking? We're, like, sitting outside the bar at a picnic table, no beer, and we're still... Doesn't this seem like a half-drunk conversation?
Yeah. I don't know, but, man, like, I've had this conversation so many times. Like, Christina used to be... She was fairly reasonable, actually, but she'd drop it on me, and it was, it was not too bad. But I remember one day, she was just like... We had just went to see some weird play or something, and she was just like, oh, the things that happen to the women in that, it's just brutal. And she was talking about, like, you know, when African tribes would attack, or, like, warlords would attack villages and blah, 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 and the women and children would get raped and all this fuck. And I was like, what happened to the guys there? She's like, what do you mean? I was like, I get you that rape's pretty terrible, and some people would say you're better off dead, but the guys didn't get that choice because they're just dead. They got their fucking hands and their heads cut off. She's like, yeah, I guess I never really considered that. I was like, yeah, you know, it's not just horrible for the women, it's horrible for the guys, too, because they're fucking dead. But God, it's like, but it was men who did it. Yeah, but it wasn't those guys. They were sitting there fucking minding their own corn, and in comes people cutting their heads off.
I do find, though, I get too easily worked up, though. That's one of my problems, where if I could have found a better way with, like, this girl I knew to discuss this stuff, but I'm not, I just, it's like, here's where you're wrong, and stop it.
Yeah, I find, I pick, like, one out of four times I'll actually say something, the rest I just let it go.
Yeah. So, okay, so let me see. I'm trying to recall my time in the strip club, little things. Okay, so just set the scene, too, of, like, the North Star. So it is total Trailer Park Boys type place.
Oh, I gotta interject for one thing, since we're back to women.
Sure.
I'm going out with this kind of weird chick, and it's just kind of like a sex friends thing. But one night, she came in, and she just started being such an annoying bitch. And again, here's where I try to be reasonable. I'm like, you're pissing me off. You need to knock it off. I'm like, I don't know why you're doing this. Please stop, blah, 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 blah.
Please stop.
Like, yeah, it's like, seriously. It's like, why the fuck did you just say that? It's totally fucking a bitch thing to say. And like an hour and a half later, she was like, would you just fucking yell at me? I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Did you? And that's when I snapped. I like, you actually came in here with the intention of pissing me off so I'd fucking yell at you? And then I sent her home and yelled at her a bunch. But I was just like, are you fucking serious? Like, what the hell is your problem?
That was totally not exactly related, but when I knew things had gone pretty far off the rails, I can't remember, did I ever tell you this or did I tell Brad this? That things had gone pretty off the rails with this girl Ian that I was seeing, where there was one point, one night, where she was real drunk, and she was like, just hurt me, do bad things to me, you know, like, just make me hate you in the morning. And I was like, yeah, drunk, go to bed, you know, and we just went to bed. But then, cut to 4 months later, when we're just fighting and fighting and fighting, I'm like, man, if she ever asked me to do that again, oh! Luckily, she didn't.
I got such things in store for you.
Yeah, but it'd be like, that's when you know you gotta get out of this relationship, because it's like, I would just be like, I'm just waiting for the fucking checker flag, and I'm gonna fucking do terrible things that I don't want to do. Like, this is a clear sign that this is not working out. Oh, man.
Bitch. They got those vages.
They sure do. Yes, they do.
just can't do this anymore.
'Cause I will
so the North Star, yeah, it's like very, very low down fucking, I don't know, just, it's like if anybody saw the very last episode of Trailer Park Boys, it's all about Leahy putting on like a square dance type of thing at like a rec hall, and very much like the North Star, it's just what it seems like. And like the little shitty CD player that they used to play the music for the chicks was skipping here and again, that was not unheard of. And Just a low-down place. Part of it, like I said, it's been so long since I did any strip club type stuff. It's really just this one girl I was seeing in New York, and as much as I thought she was super hot and I very much enjoyed fucking her, there's suddenly new naked chicks walking around, and like, wow, that's like, whoa. And I was thinking, like, how it, I could see it being fun to be, even if it's a North Star low-down stripper, for like one night, if you could just be that chick and kind of, I don't know, do that. I feel like there must be a certain power to it, right? Like, it's not like they're just living horrible lives, like, on some deeply fucked up level.
Completely get off on it, and they get hooked on it, which is why you see fucking 40-year-old nasty-ass fucking strippers.
Right, well, like, these chicks are walking around with, like, almost no clothes on, ass hanging out, and it was just, like, very few people there, maybe 20 people, and but they're all just, like, watching, yeah. And there's got to be a certain power to that. But then I was thinking, the only problem is then you wake up the next morning, and you're still that girl, and that's still your life, and, like, ugh. But if you could just do it for one day, I don't know, like, fucking drink some Harry Potter potion, and ding!
I don't ever want to get called over to your house because you want to try an experiment on me.
But that was my thoughts near the beginning of the day when it was still the beautiful luster of the North Star.
That's an oxymoron.
But it didn't take, and I didn't even hang around that long. Is there a couple hours, I guess? That's long enough, I guess. But the chick I ended up getting some lap dances from, then I saw like the next dude that she took back, and he was just like probably almost 50. Super ruddy face, all like gray, got the trucker cap, just full on fucking like a fatter version of my dad, just an East Coast dude, big meaty fingers, you know. And I was just like, oh, that looks unpleasant, yeah. You know, like, it's not like I'm the greatest catch ever, but at least I'm the fucking nerdy semi-clever guy who's not gonna just be creepy and weird.
Yeah,
not that well, I'll get into that too. but I was like, well, that instantly though ruined my whole thing of like, nah, even for the one night, ugh.
No. Well, I could see being down with it for the dancing, but maybe not just the backstage action, because, good God, you want to keep a little bit of a distance there.
Yeah, that's one thing I noticed, too, though, that time, is the dancing was so, so bad, so super lame. But basically, so I was pretty drunk already, and the dancing was kind of whatever, so this one chick with the nerd face came over and was like, can I sit with you and do the whole thing, and then chat to me for a little bit, and like, so you ready for a dance? And I was like, fuck it, sure, why not? Fuck it, I'm drunk, let's go do this. And I remember it used to be you'd go up these weird stairs, and it was like upstairs that they did the stuff, but now you go into this side room, like just like behind the pool tables, or where the pool tables used to be, I think. They kind of converted that. So you go back there, and we get in our little room and close the little curtain, and the first thing the chick says is, so have you ever paid for more than a dance? And I was like, I haven't, but I'm interested. So she's like, well, all I do is blowjobs. It's $100. And that reminded me, when we were in Moncton years ago for wrestling, I remember we were at some crappy Moncton strip club. And if I remember right, didn't you ask some stripper chick if you could get a blowjob? Because you were just dying for one, and she just wouldn't, because it's like, oh, but I could lose my job.
Yeah.
They clearly don't mind at the North Star, because
still I wouldn't pay $100.
No, well I didn't either. It's like, well, I'm gonna just take a couple dances because I can't afford the $100. And as she's doing her little dancey grind stuff, she's like, oh, and I was like, what? Stepped on someone left a condom. So clearly the other girls are doing more than the blowjobs in the fucking North Star.
Well, yeah, Cody banged a girl back there, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. I wonder how much that would be. Like, I assume.
I think he said it was $100, though.
Yeah.
But I mean, you gotta adjust for inflation. This was 4 or 5 years ago.
I kind of figure it probably is. That's probably kind of the standard. Just what is the girl gonna do for the $100? Yeah. I don't know. But yeah. So I ended up getting. Oh, but see, that's where I'm like the dopiest nerd. Where when she mentioned the condom thing, that made me think back to when I was a dishwasher and we'd have our group meetings or whatever, and people would bring up concerns, and I was like thinking, like, it would be funny if they had the group meeting at the North Star and like, can we get a little garbage can for the used condoms? But then I told her that because I thought it was so clever while I'm like groping her ass, like, wouldn't it be funny if this happened?
Jesus Christ.
I know. And remember, I'm a skinny dude. I don't hold my alcohol well. Yeah. I had at this point, you know, like 3 shots and like 6 beer or something. I was pretty drunk. But that's the other thing.
Do
where...
you notice that? This is a little Canadiana point. We don't say beers. Beers right. cannot be pluralized. How many beers? I had 10 beer.
Let's see, isn't that just the way? Isn't that right?
No, I think they, like the Yanks say, I had 10 beers.
Maybe, yeah.
And I think that's the proper way to say it, because that's how you pluralize things. But for some reason, fuck. I played 12 beer last night. I was so wasted.
Sounds fine to me, but yeah, that probably is just my East Coastness. So, but this is the other reason why I just don't think it would be so terrible if I got into the habit of this, because it was all pretty innocuous. I got like 2 dances for like the $40 and just... I couldn't even really get hard because it was like weird. It was like new thing, and I don't know. It always freaks me out, even when I'm just with a new girl. Usually, it's pretty tough the first date or two. You know, it's just because I'm just, I don't know. It's hard for me to get comfortable. And that's the other nice thing about the low down East Coast small town strip club is they don't mind if you touch them. Yeah. You know, like because Keith and Brolo did a bunch of. They called them taste tests, strip club taste tests in New York, and like that's a big no-no. You can almost never touch anybody. Yeah. I'm sure the chicks are way hotter, but that was just nice to just, I don't know, touch this chick's hot ass. But then things would just be running through my head the rest of the night, and I'm also half drunk of like, well, if she would do the blowjob for $100, like I'm trying to think of like how could you work that? Like if you just get a blowjob for $100, that's not worth it. But if you like spread it out, like you worked it out ahead of time, like, okay, we're gonna spread this out over like 2 or 3 songs, and we're gonna like, I'm gonna grope you a bit, and then you can blow me a little, and we'll go back, like I want to get my money's worth, right? And then I just keep thinking, like, who knows how bad they want their $100, because these chicks aren't that hot, and there's really not that many people there, like what could you talk them into? But then if you went too far, you're just gonna get the shit beat out of you by some bouncer guy, you know?
Plus it is, I mean, it's just It's one of those slippery slopes as far as life decisions are concerned. Like, do you want to be that guy who starts doing that?
Not at all. But when you're there and drunk, and I already had my hands all over this chick, I'm like, I do have $100 more. Like, you know, it's just like, wow. So that's one thing Keith has perfected in New York. He's got this whole thing where he'll like wear loose sweatpants, and he's actually gotten to the point where he can make himself come just from a girl like grinding on him. But he couldn't at first, because so he would just go into the bathrooms and jerk off after he got his dance. And I was like, I'm taking a little fucking piece out of the Keith Malley playbook, because I don't want to have my fucked up head go make me spend $100 to get a blowjob. So I did. And then I just hung around long enough to see, because I didn't even see that girl that I got the lap dance from dance yet. And I was like, I got to at least see her dance, complete the circle.
Give
here.
Give her some props.
The circuit. I guess that's the whole story. I don't know. It seemed super compelling last night. I was like, I can't wait to tell Matt all about this. We'll do a show. And I was thinking, I should switch tapes if I got a few minutes. I don't think I would have the balls to go through with this, but have you ever heard that show, This American Life? It's like a National Public Radio thing, and it's just like these little stories about interesting things. Like, this guy was a truck driver who was illiterate, and you know, and he'll introduce the piece. And I was always trying to think of what I could do that would be like that, except hilarious and inappropriate, like This Canadian Life. And
well,
I was
they have
figuring
one on CBC is called Out Front, and they just give you They send a team to, you get to do your own little thing, and they put it on the radio.
No, really?
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking, it would not be hard at all to have my little recorder that I got from Keith and Hemda in the inside pocket of this jacket that I was wearing when I was there the other day, with the little lapel mic in deep enough that you couldn't see it, but I think it would still pick up stuff, and just go in and just record a night hanging out there, drinking, getting a lap dance or two, talking to the stripper, or get her dumb story or whatever, and then edit that in later with the voiceover stuff, like the North Star, you know, set the scene, blah, 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 and all this stuff. But I don't know if I actually would actually do that, but I think it could be pretty funny. I don't know.
It's one of those funny things that's funny, but it's almost a little too real.
Yeah.
We kind of do start to feel bad for people.
And like, I was just thinking, like, I wish I had that recorded where she stepped on the condom. And, like, that's fucking, like, that's one of those golden moments. That would be so funny to listen back to that. Ah, so good. All right, so I'm going to switch tapes and go through my little notes and see what other... I should throw in a song there, because we haven't played a song in some time. I'm sure I threw in a bunch of songs when I re-edited this, but New Metric album just came out also.
Yeah, I heard that was good. I haven't listened to it yet, though. I should really get on it.
I haven't really either, so I'm going to go through and see if any songs tickle me, and if they don't, I'm going to play Poster of a Girl from their last album before this, because that just seems strip clubby somehow.
Yep.
I don't know. Sexy too.
Can't stand by myself. We'll be right back.
you know, the new NoFX has got a song about Teek and Sarah.
Really?
Yeah, that he met them backstage. He met one of them backstage at some festival in Germany, and I don't know, it's just about a conversation that probably never really happened. Funny lesbian jokes.
That's kind of weird. I'm so pissed I never got to see them ever. Like, I really want to see them before.
Did I tell you how
they die?
I saw Mother do half a song. Because I fucking love Mother. I love them. And half a song, because I got there late because New York is so big. Mm. But I got to meet them. That was cool. So, it was still very cool.
That kind of makes up for it.
Oh, yeah, I told you, because that's right. I said I left after Sam Roberts played his one good song. But it was fucking good, man, hearing that live, too. That's such a good song.
That was a good tune.
I found out that motherfucker is saying war, not woe. Bringing them, or they're bringing me war. War.
Oh, no. Why'd you even tell me that?
I'm sorry to rush.
Shit. That sucks, man.
Yeah, we used to love that song because we were big into the Misfits with the Woes, and that was the one song where the word W-O-E was sung that way. Whoa!
Yeah.
Fucking seemed brilliant.
I thought, whoa, yeah. Because the Misfits Woe was like W-O-A-H.
Yeah.
Whoa! But.
Oh, man, I'm going to have to play that now since we talked about NoFX and Woes. I'm going to play the NoFX song, Woe on the Woes. That was like one of their throwaway songs of like, too many woes, but we like, nah, 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 nah.
We live in the same woes. We love woes. We're against woes. We hate woes. We prefer ours. And nah, 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 nah. I'm for yeah. They're all right. Between me and fine and the offspring, I don't think we need anyone else to sing. Any more woes. We hate woes. We're against woes. We hate woes.
Did you ever see NoFX had like a TV show?
What?
It was called NoFX Backstage Passport, and they did like a world tour, and it was like a weird little reality show that followed them around, and it was pretty good. Huh. Fat Mike is not shy about still getting fucked up a lot. Like, he does, they're in Singapore, where it's like hyper illegal to have drugs of any kind, so he gets this stuff, the guy doesn't even tell him what it is, it's called the Green Dragon, and he snorts it, it's this green powder, and he's all fucked up, and he's like hanging off Eric Melvin, just like, you remember this happened to us in reverse in like 1986, and I helped you, and now you're helping me, man. It's great. It was pretty good. It was like 10 episodes. Yeah, it's worth a download. It's kind of cool. Meanwhile, Smelly, the drummer, he, I guess, used to have like terrible heroin problems and stuff and kicked it a long time ago. So now, after every show, he just goes back to the hotel. He doesn't even hang out with them because they're still getting all fucked up, even though they're like 45 years old.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it wasn't long into this little excursion that I was like, I don't know, having ideas that I was like, that's clever. I should write that down so I don't forget it. But I didn't want to be the guy who pulls out a fucking pen and a notepad in the strip club, especially the strip club where you get a fucking beer bottle over your head and shit kicked out of you. It's like near native land and everything. Yeah. It's just a rough scene, kind of. Because it obviously, like, I don't know, it puts people ill at ease when you're writing stuff down, because it's like you're writing stuff about them, or like,
fucking narc.
Yeah, you think you're better than us? Well, yes, but so.
But I didn't want you to know that.
So at first I was going into the bathroom and just going into the stall and jotting down stuff, and some of these might not be legible. The very last thing that I wrote last night, me and Matt both could not figure out what it said.
Something about invaders.
But it couldn't have been. Why would it be invaders? It makes no sense.
You're pretty drunk, man. You might have thought you'd seen aliens.
Yeah, so then though, I would have ideas, and I'm like, I'm not going all the way into the goddamn bathroom just to write down this one dumb idea. So I was obviously pretty drunk at this point, because I had my notepad on the inside front pocket. So I pull out a pen and just kind of open my coat a little and scribble something on the inside of my coat. But really nobody was paying attention to me, but it still might have seemed kind of weird. It was, like I said, very empty. I had a whole table to myself, just some people kind of at the bar and near the stage. But yeah, pretty low down night. But then I moved further back to like way back in the shadows, and then I just pulled out the thing and was writing stuff because nobody was paying attention to me at all at that point. But let's see what I got here. So I mentioned the
screen. Friend Mel.
Uh-huh. Man, did I tell you, there's this guy that his real name's Nick, but his forums name is I Hate the Sooners, and he's one of these Keith and the Girl fans who's like super cool in real life. He's a bartender from I don't even know where, and got the big chops like you always aspired to be able to have, but your job won't let you have. And
you should have seen my beard before you came back, man. It was fucking awesome.
Really?
I took like 3.5 weeks off work, and I had total sweet like Grizzly Adams going on.
My beard comes in way better than it used to. For like that Keith and the Girl week, I had 2 or 3 weeks growth. I'm gonna try to bring it back because it was all right. I mean, I look like a scruffy artist dude, but actually, I mean, okay, fucking one of my last times banging iron before I came back, her bathroom door was open just right so that her full-length mirror, I could see us in it. And I was like, I wish I'd realized earlier, because I had longer hair too because I got my hair cut. So I had like a Dallas Green beard going on, this kind of long shaggy hair, banging this girl, and I was very impressed with myself. I was like, I look like a total just bohemian fucking working on his novel type dude, but that's just skinny dude fucking a big hot ass. This is where I'm supposed to be, man. There's so much about this that is so right. I don't know, it's like, it was nice. I was surprised that, I don't know.
It seemed... That is me. That is you. This is us.
Yeah, for real. Like if like when I was 12 years old, if I could time warp, just see out of my eyes for a sec, be like, you done all right, son. New York City, man. Like, especially when you know none of the details, you just see that image.
Yeah.
Not bad at all. Yeah. So anyway, this guy, he's like, I first met him on the Keith and the Girl cruise, and he's got. Did I ever show you that cruise DVD? Because I got a copy at home. His girlfriend is super hot. She's in Keith and the Girl. Yeah. Edit. She was
waka.
During the Keith and the Girl Jeopardy. There was three chicks, and it was the losers had to show their tits, and she was one of the losers, and she has awesome fake boobs. They're so hot. Anyway, so this guy's got the hot girlfriend, and he's like one of those dudes. He's kind of a little chubby, but tough. And just a cool fucking dude. And he showed me. In New York, he's got a fucking tattoo of, do you remember that Maxim cover of Marge cleaning the, scrubbing the floor?
Yeah.
Where she's kind of sexy. He's got that. He's got a Simpsons tattoo. And I was like, you couldn't have been cooler. And then you show me that. That's amazing. Fucking great. Okay, that's not interesting. It'd be great to be a stripper for one night, but no, it wouldn't. Okay, so I was thinking before I got the lap dance, because I just assumed I wouldn't until the chicks had sat next to me, and I'm like, I guess I will. But that it's like almost seems like that would be worse, you know, just like ups the tension almost. It's like just more touching with no release. And that reminds me of one time we were at the North Star years ago with Kenneth, and he had far too much to drink, and I remember he was really getting belligerent and yelling at these strippers of just like what's the point of all this? Like, just a lot of touching with no fucking.
Yeah. Like,
what is this all about?
It all becomes so clear all of a sudden. It's like it's just a lie.
And I totally fucking sympathized in that at that point. I was like, I know what he's talking about, man.
That guy. He's on his third kid with a different mother now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Also, like, for Kenneth's stories, the place we had on Saunders Street, how he's the kind of dude that when he passes out from drinking, that's it. Like, there's no moving him. But he passed out in our driveway.
Yeah, in a snowbank.
No, this one is in the summer because it started raining. And I remember we were a little worried, like, what if he's in a puddle and he's going to drown? And we went out to check on him, and he had pulled himself into the car. And it's like, holy fuck, he actually got up. But I remember that we had the wood stove there. And I remember I came down one morning, and he was just, like, asleep on the floor in front of the wood stove. And I was like, that's one of those images that I just remember, like, so cozy and nice, like, just, or maybe not on the floor, I think we had a couch in there.
Yeah, we had a couch, yeah.
And just,
that couch was fucking awesome.
Ah, it's so nice.
It was like prime real estate. It's like, whose turn is it to nap in front of the fireplace?
That was fucking good. I got a lot of good memories of that house. That was fun. And we had a bunch of computers in there, too. Remember, when we first moved in, it's like, had this nice rustic, like, reminds you of your grandma's house type thing.
Yeah.
And then we got all these computers in there, they're fucking...
But it was still kind of rustic, because they were shitty computers.
Yeah. Yeah, me and Chris were talking about that, how we had so many StarCraft revivals. Yeah. Like, let's go to Digital World, see if we can find StarCraft. Okay, well, here, this is, I'm going to chalk a little bit of this up to drunkenness, but it's kind of drunk, truth, soothsaying, like, truthfulness of, like, I couldn't really see getting the blowjob, and I would regret spending the money, but I could almost see doing the fucking just for like the power aspect of like I fucked that stripper. My cock was in that stripper. Hoo-ah. That's my stripper that I fucked. Because the actual fucking, I can go jerk off in the bathroom. That's fine. But, you know.
See, the thing is, I guess it's the power aspect, but I always found that power, like, blowjobs seems just way more dominant to me. Because yeah. I don't have to do fucking anything. Like, fucking still, like, exercise to me. It's like,
I guess in some
ways, I still gotta do some shit here.
Maybe I'm just...
It's aggressive, so I get that aspect, but I just like to, you know, throw your head or hands behind your head and be like, go do it, mama.
There is something to that, but I'm starting to get, maybe it's, like, not lazy, but, like, impatient or just I don't know what it is, but a blowjob, particularly if it's not well administered, you know, it can just be kind of a pain where yeah. You're just fucking, it's just good old fucking, and, you know, I can control the pace and... I don't know, even blowjobs turn into fucking for me eventually. I'm just like, okay, I'll be nice about this, but I'm going to have to guide you a little. Essentially, I'm going to have to fuck your face.
I figured out a good one, actually. Because I don't always like the domination of it. But I always find, like, there's something just cold and distant about a blowjob. Like, there's something warm and engaging about eating a girl out, basically because your face is literally in her vagina. But... it just seems so distant. So if you get the chick to kind of lay over your stomach, kind of, and just kind of drop her arm over you, so she's kind of like this, you can kind of give her a little rub on the back or play with her hair a little bit, and it's just a lot more friendly.
You know, that's one thing that... one thing I did like about... like I said, these girls seemed hotter than I remembered North Star chicks being. And something that I also kind of like about the small town fucking... strip club experience is I really do like normal girls. I find that super hot, and it's always disappointing that girls I'm with never can really believe that. Yeah. You know, it's like, I'm not settling here. I think you're fucking super hot. It's
well, like, I used to tell Christina that, like, she never wore makeup. She was a total hippie, and I was like, thank fucking God. I'm like, I'm so sick of it. And having hair is like, does my makeup look pretty? I'm like, yeah, but you look better without it. She's like, oh, you're just saying that to be sweet. I'm like, whatever, you psycho. Christina didn't even shave her fucking legs. And I was like, whatever. As long as you shave your pits, I'm cool.
Yeah.
Keep the bush under control, we're good.
It's amazing how, yeah, it's a shame, I guess, that yeah. It's well, the one thing with Ian, it's so weird because Ian was just like flat out super hippie as far as shaving and stuff. I didn't give a fuck. But all about high heels. And I just feel like, but that seems like you're like a 12-year-old kid dressing up. It's so silly and yeah. Just weird. And but she's like, but people notice you different. And it's like, no one notices. No one cares. We don't care. Couldn't care less. Yeah. My feet are sore. Well, of course they are. You just wore high heels all night. What the fuck? Yeah. Anyway, but the reason I brought up the normal-looking girls. So you can't even say that. If you say that you like normal-looking girls, that's like an insult to them. Yeah. But it's because you brought up eating out chicks. I fucking love that. I love it. And that's another thing that I think find girls have a hard time believing. Yeah. You know? It's like, that is fantastic. I'm all about that.
The couple of chicks I've had that actually are, like, squirters, I'm like, yes! And they're like, I was kind of shy about that. I'm like, don't be shy at all. You just let that shoot, babe. It's like, I intend to come all over your face. It's only fair you give some back.
Hell's right. Okay. Here's another, similar to that, my last little note, but it's like, there's this one part of me that, just the one little, like, if only I were, I don't know, if I could work out whatever few issues I do have about women and misogyny and what have you, it's not a big part of me, but there is this, like, little part that, like, will ruin a perfectly good sentence that runs through my head with the last, like, three words, where, like, let's see what my example was, just like, you know, like, oh yeah, that's such a hot girl, you know? That is so, this whole thing is just so fucking hot. That fucking slut whore. It's like, shit, shit, where did that come from? Why did that get thrown
in? Too far. Yeah. Like, I remember, I rewatched a bunch of the Chappelle Show episodes. And, you know, he was getting all weird near the end because he thought he was, you know, not helping the race cause. He was hurting it because, you know. But man, that guy, every time he talks about a woman, it's like, this bitch, like, fuck you, bitch. And it's like, bitch, 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 ho, ho, ho. And it's like, you know, maybe you were not, instead of race, you should have thought about the sex thing, because it's like, just fucking brutal. But
well, see, that's another thing that was running through my drunken head, is like, it's one of those things I would so regret, and it would just so make me feel like a terrible person. But what if it's like, hey, instead of the $100 for the blowjob, what if you just let me say mean things to you for a song? I would love to be able to do that. There's a part of me that would love it, but then I'm going to feel bad about that. That's not something I really want to do. Man, though, I almost feel, like, jealous when, I don't know how I even find these things online, but, like, I mean, obviously I look at all kinds of porn online, but when you get to the point where you're actually reading, like, little reviews and stuff and, like, scholarly discourse, it's like, what the hell? But, like, when you get weird blowjob porn that's really popular now where it's just, like, way too aggressive and you get these guys that are like, I just don't understand at all. I wish I didn't understand at all. That seems almost nice that you just don't have issues like that at all. Because it's obviously... It's like, because you can't just punch a girl in the face. You can't film that, but you can do whatever you want with your cock, and then you can get away with it. Like, it's way more about just being violent to somebody. But yeah, sometimes I understand. I wish I didn't. It'd be nice. Oh, well.
Sleeping at the wheel, I can't feel my face. Maybe it's better this way. My stomach's twisted, all tied up in knots, and I'm feeling like I don't want this. Killing time as the clock goes tick-tock, tick-tock. They'll never keep you away from me. I know where you'll be tomorrow. What difference does it make to you? I don't care, ain't got the time, winning the race for another line. It's written in my mind, just to get it all away from me. Away from me. Cause I think I'm falling, falling out of touch with life. I'm thinking it's all just a big mistake. I think I'm falling, falling out of touch with life. So what have the victim of your misery? That's right, I'm frozen. Chemicals keep me under control, so cold from all the ice and enemies. Still I just might make you see that Jesus was your middle name, as though it seemed to be an act of God. But for now, go ahead and believe what you want.
Billy.
Oh, yeah. So that's one thing, too. I was just wondering about the logistics of, like, if you get the $100 for the blowjob, and just, like...
Does it come off the two dances you already got? Like, is it $100 see, total?
That's the thing.
It's
like,
$140?
It would be, like, the worst deal ever to just pay $100 for a one song, because the songs aren't long, 3 minutes or something, blowjob. So that's what I was thinking, is, like, I guess you could negotiate it up front. Like, I'm sure you could say, like, I'll give you the $100 for a blowjob, but I want two dances first to get going. But I don't want to negotiate. I don't want to fucking grift.
See, if it was me, I'd be like, I either get like 15 minutes, or if you're good, I'll shoot by then. Because I'm not fucking going in there for 3 minutes paying $100. Like, Jesus Christ.
Well, that was the other thing I was thinking, where I was like still drunkenly considering it. This was after I already went and quickly jerked off in the bathroom, and I was like, that could maybe be better. It's going to be real tough to come again, you know? Like, make her work for it or whatever. Let me reiterate to bring us back to the beginning of this story. This is where we took my grandma for supper.
To be fair, not on the night there was strippers.
No, that's true. Oh, yeah, you remember way back, speaking of Dan. Back in the day, we were there, and I remember you and Dan, like, tried to buy me a lap dance, and I totally turned it down.
Yeah, you got pissed.
Yeah, well, that whole mentality of just, like, I don't want to do something I'm not comfortable with, that I don't know about... That's really the whole reason I never tried drugs and never had a fucking girlfriend, and like why I eventually had to super compensate by moving all the way to Vancouver. Is yeah, I always just, no was always the default to anything that's slightly uncomfortable. Nope, won't do that. Are you kidding? Nope, never, no. It's like, it's kind of weird to think back. It's like, yeah, they're trying to be nice, buy me a lap dance. And I was just like, I can't.
Plus, to be fair, we were pretty drunk. We weren't considering the fine minutia of our relationships. It'd be like, I don't know, it might rub him the wrong way, Daniel. It's like, fuck, we should get Keith some fucking pussy.
So who took that lap dance?
I did, I think.
How was it?
That was terrible. It was a North Star lap dance. See, this is what pisses me off. I guess this is really not related to anything, but I'm like drunk people that turn into dicks. When they're drunk, I'm so much nicer when I'm drunk. It's ridiculous. But I'm kind of an asshole when I'm sober.
That is kind of strange.
Like, I'm
right?
So mean to some people. But if I'm drunk, I'm like, eh, right on, man. I don't care. I just don't get why people get drunk and then they have to be dicks to people. It just upsets me.
It is a hell of a drug, man. Alcohol fucks people up good.
Yeah.
But even that...
Like, I get drunk and I want to dance. I just want to dance and fucking tell jokes that don't make any sense.
Well, yeah, man, like when you were out in in New York and we did that show, one of the songs you played was the Justice song. Yeah. Do the D-A-N-C-E. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Because you go to the end of the gay bar and that's the song where you know each fucking beat and you can totally plan out your choreography.
And you don't look like such a fucking douchebag in front of all the gays that know sweet moves. These gays are making me look bad.
So, to finish off this tale of the Canadian strip club, what songs have you been listening to lately?
Got a song I've been listening recommend? To quite a bit of Genghis Tron.
I like that name.
Which is kind of like progressive metal with a little bit of screaming, but there's not a lot of screaming. In the new album, anyway, the old album's kind of not so good, but there's one song called Board Up the House that's fucking awesome. And if we start a band, that's kind of what I want to go with, because I don't think either of us can really sing.
No, but...
let's be honest.
I've definitely learned throughout the years, you totally don't need to know how to sing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm more convinced of that every day.
Yeah, like, I listened to... When you were fucking... When I was waiting for you at the house, I listened to that mashup of fucking Feel Good Inc. and Ace of Spades.
Oh, right.
And if he ain't singing with the proper music, it's like, Jesus Christ, Lemmy. Good God.
He is. He's pretty fucking rough. And then dudes like on the other side of the spectrum, Neil Young, I don't think he can sing well at all.
No.
But no one cares.
Same. And Bob Dylan, you just got to have character.
Yeah, for sure.
But no, like, it's like that kind of, like the progressive metal, like the Baroness, super sweet guitars, but this one's got some like weird techno-ish beat bops stuff and all that. And since we were talking about beat bop stuffs, Crystal Castles has some sweet fucking songs that are all like old Nintendo games.
I really didn't listen to that much yet. I meant to, and I just didn't yet. And what was I just going to say? One thing I noticed about singing, the problem is I don't know how to sing loud without just shredding my voice, but it seems like if I just yell things real loud, I can hit notes way easier. It's very strange. I don't know, but I can't do it because I don't know how to do the technique of it. It just wrecks me. But that's fun too, yelling. I like yelling. Fuck singing.
Fuck, man. I went to see before. It sucks it was before he got back, but I went to see Elliot Brood. So yeah, Elliot Brood too. And he's like kind of like, not psychobilly, but just like country fucking shredding the banjo. Just totally awesome. And he gave out fucking, he had this big bag, and he gave out like dollar store tambourines and like those little things that in like you see in a country house that they put over the burners of elements. It's just like a little tin plate and wooden spoons to everyone. And just flings it all over the bar. So there's like 50 people with all these things and just like bam, 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 like keeping the beat. It was so fucking awesome.
Nice.
Everyone just screaming their head off. God.
You got a song by him you can think of off the top of your head I should play?
Yeah, I'd fucking... Johnny Rook is a good one, or most of his songs are good. He's fucking awesome.
Nice.
Thank you.
I'm starting to get hungry, but there's probably nothing open in this town, right, that we could actually get to?
24 hours.
And we're walking, so it's a little far for the dip.
Yeah. We're just kind of in a weird spot.
Then again, it's not like it'll really take that long to get back to my house. This town's fucking little. Cool.
No, the only place that we went down to, like, the bar district, but we'd be better off going back to your house.
Right on. Well, thanks for taking part in the show with me, my strip club adventure. And once again, it was one of those things where I'm like, we gotta come back here. And now that it's one whole day later, I'm like, I don't know. North Star's pretty low
down.
If we're
real bored one time, we can go, but yeah. I don't have any real desire to go there.
Yeah, and like I said, the actual dances were lame at best. You know, it's like the lap dance thing is the only reason to go, and it is expensive.
Yeah,
like two dances, $40. What the fuck? You know, it was fine to do the one time.
Cool at the time, and then you're like, what the fuck?
And it was such a weird situation where this drunken guy I just met, you know, was like, let's go to the bar, and then I had to pay the cover, and I was like, well, I already paid, fuck it, you know. The whole thing was strange, and the drinking, I haven't drank that much in ages, but just all of a sudden, drunken Dan, ba-da-da-ring. So it all kind of worked out. It was a fun night, but then it was weird too, because I spent all day today hanging out with Allie, the girl I used to babysit. She's like almost 5 years old now. But it's just weird to be at the Playland at McDonald's and doing all that kind of stuff. And last night I was at a strip club. Like, that's like, that's a bad dad. That's not cool.
Yeah, well, no, I had sex with the chick this morning and I felt pretty bad because I went to see my niece without taking a shower. And I was like, oh.
So, yeah, both a little, but luckily we are, and we're still, though, very good influences in these kids' lives. And we're not the actual dads, so that's good. But yeah, it's a little odd. Well, on that note, Christ.
Jesus.
Some Crystal Castles. What song should I play by them?
It may not be the best one, but it's my favorite. It's called Magic Spells.